The following radio program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Ministries.
Prayer is something that we all agree is important, but I think sometimes prayer could be a little bit almost, and for lack of better terms, mystical. But for people who turn their heart to the Lord and ask Him to train them and to lead them into conversation with Him, it turns into an interaction between a God who loves us and who miraculously comes down to our level regarding conversation and us learning how to hear His voice. And it is a miracle because He is so mighty. And so when we talk about prayer, it's not only conversation, but after a while, He begins to put on us His heart's longing and desire for the kingdom of heaven touching earth, and prayer makes a mighty difference.
Coming up on Sought Out Global Radio, we discuss the power of prayer and what effects it has on God and on us. If God can do what He wants and is sovereign, why does He need us to pray? And when God speaks back, why does He go to the trouble of speaking to us in parables, visions, and prophetic words? If you've had some questions about prayer and hearing God's voice and what difference it can make, then stay tuned, because that's coming up next on Sought Out Global Radio. And welcome back once again to Sought Out Global Radio. I'm your host, Mark Grote, and I'm joined once again by Sought Out Global Ministry leaders Herb and Bethany Marks and Krista Pitcairn. Thank you so much for joining us once again, listeners, and we're so thankful for your continued patronage of our program and listening to us, and we truly do pray that you get a lot out of these programs and that your life with God and your walk with God is deeper and richer, as that is the intention of what we want here at Sought Out Global Radio. Today, we want to take you through the topic of prayer and the importance of prayer, a prayer life, a prayer-filled life, an intercessor's life, and really everything that comes under the umbrella of prayer. And Herb's going to kick us off today a little bit on the topic of prayer as we go through what it really means, what's the importance of prayer, and why it is that we do pray in the first place. So, Herb, why don't you kick us off and let us in on a little bit of what you feel like God has been leading you to talk about on the subject of prayer.
Prayer is something that we all agree is important. But I think sometimes prayer could be a little bit almost, and for lack of better terms, mystical. But for people who turn their heart to the Lord and ask Him to train them and to lead them into conversation with Him, it turns into an interaction between a God who loves us and who miraculously comes down to our level regarding conversation and us learning how to hear His voice. And it is a miracle because He is so mighty. And so when we talk about prayer, it's not only conversation, but after a while, He begins to put on us His heart's longing and desire for the kingdom of heaven touching earth and shifting the climate and surroundings where people don't know Jesus. And prayer makes a mighty difference. Few things are more effective than people who are learning how to listen and then obey in the area of crying out for a region, for our homes, for our families, and the things that God puts on our heart. Because when He puts it there, He also anoints it, because He has a plan and strategy for the sake of people coming to know Him. And prayer frees people to turn around and make a decision. So prayer is important today, and we're going to talk about that.
Well, prayer is God's perspective, hearing his voice and His view, seeing His view. He helps us amazingly through in the spirit realm to catch that. And if we don't have that, then we're just seeing strictly in the natural, and it's one-dimensional. Why live one-dimensional? Let's have a relationship with God that's deep.
You know, one of the things that I've often thought as a believer in the body of Christ is that there is a large section of the body that believes in always speaking to God. But right. When you say, I heard God speak back,
right,
all of a sudden people start getting like, what? You know, yeah, they get concerned,
right?
Or they might get nervous, or what do you mean, or you know,
yeah,
it's a new concept.
And sometimes people say, you hear God? You know, it's kind of like, that's, it's like, that's so unusual. But the fact is that when you're separated from God, or haven't had a conversation with him, and the fact that he truly lives. I mean, wouldn't you think that a God who lives and loves us and sent his only son, he did all of that so that he could regain relationship with us, and it's going to be a relationship of silence? Come on. He longs for us to come into a place where we begin to interact with him, and he leads us there if we want that.
Somebody once said, I pray not because it changes God, but because it changes me.
Right.
And that's a profound statement, because you think about the purpose of prayer. People we're all raised up in God thinking that we pray because we want it to change our circumstances, or we want it to change someone else's circumstances that we care about. But this idea that it changes me is an idea that people have not thought about when it comes to prayer. You know, it's just, to me, I never even gave that a thought. And then he showed me through my prayer life that it really was about changing my heart and making me into the type of person he wanted me to become.
Oh, yeah.
And don't you think that's his perspective? The confidence to know, are we hearing God? Are we making this up? Who's what are we hearing? You know, how do we know? How are we secure in knowing that this is God?
You know what I love about the Lord is he created everything to deepen our relationship with him. He created everything to be revolved around relationship. And so prayer is merely a beautiful expression of continuing to deepen that relationship. And like Mark said so well, not only do we get to know God, but God gets to know us, you know, in that context of our hearts. And Matthew 6, we were talking about it before the program, and I was just going through it and kind of reading it. It's like he already knows the requests of our heart before we ask him. Matthew 6 talks about that. But what I love is when we bring that to the table, it's like, again, just us making the choice to be vulnerable before the Lord, trusting him with our hearts. He already knows what's in us, but we're opening ourselves up, making ourselves available, allowing him to come in and continuing to put our worries, our concerns, our desires, our dreams at his feet through prayer and petition. And again, encountering different aspects of who he is in that process, which again comes back to the original intent of we were created for relationship. So prayer just fuels the original design of relationship, which I love that. And one thing, just been pastoring for about 12 years now, I often have people say, I don't know how to pray. And I always just encourage them. And I just am like, just like you're talking to someone having a cup of coffee, start there. Like, just start in a place of just talking and sharing your heart. There's no formula. There's no format. It's just you having a conversation. And it might feel a little silly at first talking out loud by yourself, but you're not by yourself. The Lord is there and he's present and he's hearing everything. And you begin to dialogue. And after, I always encourage everyone, after they share their heart, take a moment and be still, meaning be quiet, not talking, and listen to that still small voice within you. Listen for a response, because again, it's not a one-way relationship. It's a two-way partnership and dialogue between us and Lord. So prayer to me is not just praying to God, it's also listening to God in our prayers, in our petitions, and that relationship going both ways is cultivated.
That's great.
That's awesome. I got to tell a story, because at Man Prayer this morning at our church, there's almost 100 guys that show up between 4 and 6 in the morning. It's crazy.
Awesome. It's so great.
And a young man who just graduated from a 4-year institution, and his specialty, get this, our son would really love this, honey. He is a programmer for video games, you know, and he develops them. And he really, he looks the part too. The guy's almost—he's 23. He's got long, long hair that he, with a ponytail in the back, and he really dresses for that generation. It's really cool, incredibly soft heart. And at 1 a.m. this morning, he was asking the Lord about a certain concern that was on his heart, and then here we are meeting And towards the end of these of the 6 o'clock run of the man prayer that we have, we engage in a conversation that I brought up that he didn't ask, and it ended up answering the question that he had at 1 o'clock 6 hours later. And I said, and he got this smile and he began to say, "That's exactly what I've been asking the Lord this morning about." Mm-hmm. And I said, "And that's a quick answer to your prayer 6 hours later, don't you think?" And he got this huge grin. He said, "Yeah, yes." And we had just prayed for him to receive an infilling of the Holy Spirit for what is called the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and where the Holy Spirit uses our voice to pray, like Romans 8 talks about, that when you pray in the Spirit, in other words, the Holy Ghost speaking, praying through us, we're praying the will of God. If you want to know what the will of God is, allow the Holy Spirit speak through you in prayer. And we just prayed for this young man, and he had his first step towards receiving several words that were not English, but the language of the kingdom, which is found all throughout Scripture, especially Acts chapter 2. So it's really fun what God is doing, but how quickly he'll answer, because this young man's heart so wanted to have the Lord's involvement in a very important subject.
You know, one of the really key things for me when it comes to prayer is the idea of building one's faith through prayer. And I got this question this week: if God can speak to us through dreams and visions and through an audible voice, why wouldn't he just speak to us if he wants us to hear his voice? And that was the question I got. And I'll just throw that out. I won't tell you what I said, but if God could just speak to anybody in an audible voice, why would he go to all this trouble of dreams and visions and pictures that add in an element of maybe people misunderstanding?
The natural versus the spiritual.
Thanks. That's what I'm looking for.
Right.
So,
okay.
Ladies, what do you think?
Why doesn't he speak in the natural? You know, the times that I've heard, we've talked about this on other radio broadcasts, but when you hear him in the spirit, it's as real as hearing him in the natural.
Okay, so.
Not every time, but there have been times where it's just like, you're looking around like, is this bouncing off the walls? This is so real.
But if he could speak and you could just hear his voice, and then you would know God spoke. Why does he go to all this other trouble?
He wants us to go spirit to spirit. We live in the natural, and he wants to go deeper because we were created for intimacy, and intimacy has layers. You know, I've often asked the question, why, if God loves us unconditionally and perfectly, as Krista was saying earlier, why don't we just bear our souls? Why don't we just bear our spirits to perfection? It's our fears and our limitations. And so he's spirit to spirit. He's taking our hand and leading us deeper. And yes, we start as prayer 101, we're talking to him and we're not expecting him to talk back to us. That's where we start. And just like a toddler who you're holding their hands for them to take their first step, he's leading us into where eventually we could be a marathon runner in prayer.
Mm-hmm. Krista?
And I think that I would rephrase the questions in a sense of, you know, and maybe you did state it and I missed it, but I'm hearing the question, why doesn't God, you know, only speak through audio, you know, verbally, so to speak. So it's super plain and it's very simple for everyone to clear and understand. And I just think to myself, well, he does speak verbally and audibly. There's many people we would say that have said they have felt like they've heard the voice of God audibly. But we all know that communication goes so beyond just the audio verbal. I mean, 80% of human communication is nonverbal.
Right.
And God created that. So God created communication to go well beyond one
dimension,
one realm, one spectrum, one outlet of communication. But I also feel like he does that on purpose, because if I'm having to press in, if it's always made easy for me, like I just hear it plain and simple, we would be keeping God to this really conditional human
box.
Tangibility. Does that make sense?
That's what
And he's so much greater and bigger than our realm. He lives outside of our realm. He is greater and more vast. And so for someone to say, I only want it in this tiny little box, you're missing out on like 90% of who God is, in the sense of, now granted, I'm just putting a random number out there and a random statistic, so don't take that literally. But my point is, by him doing the still small voice and the nudging or the dream or the prophetic word or the random person coming up to me, which has absolutely happened, and I just get like a crazy encounter with God, and yet I know it's God, and that person may not even know they're being used by him.
Right, exactly.
And I know it's God talking to me through someone. I am experiencing God in such a much more deep, layered, beautiful experience than this real simplistic, although that's beautiful too. I'm not underestimating that. But to me, I want the vastness of experiencing God. I don't want to limit it to just one vein or one avenue. I want the fullness. And so if I want the fullness of God, that's going to be in a plethora of avenues in which he's going to pursue me, because there's such a pursuit of God in our heart toward us. So to me, I love the creativity and the diversity of God that he goes after us. To me, it's not a, it's not a negative. It's not a, it's not even a
disadvantage.
Exactly. Thank you, Bethany. It's a positive, because I get to experience the fullness of who God is. I love
That's awesome.
It was a number of years ago, and Krista, that's really well said. And
very.
And I'm thinking, I got to thinking, how long ago was it the last time? Because I've only heard the audible voice of God twice. But, you know, I gave my life to the Lord Jesus in August of 1971. So that's a good number of years ago. And I would say it was probably the first 10 years where I had an experience of hearing his voice that was audible. But it's been the last 2025 that... he's never been closer, especially this last 10 years, where it's daily, where I, you know, I'm experiencing his pulse, times when he'll just begin to rise something up on the inner parts of who we are. I mean, the atmosphere that's inside of me so often is charged with his presence and senses of what he is saying. What is the essence of his thoughts and his heartbeat, you know? And there's times when I'll look at my wife across the room and I'll know what she's thinking. And but she didn't say a word. It's out of relationship. And when I do go back and think about the time that I heard him twice audibly, it was earth-shaking for me. And yet, if I were to compare the two, what means the most to me is the continual sense of his presence and getting his essence in his heart and his intention and feeling that, as well as many times for the sake of the church, seeing, because I'm a seer, and Habakkuk said, I'll look to see what the Lord is saying. That's an incredible statement there. But the most beautiful part of this is just simply, for every believer, you have the ability to merge your heart with God's heart and to sense and to know as he leads you into interaction, conversation even, giving back and forth. One day, going down the freeway, I just simply said, Lord, what are you thinking? And honestly, and I kid you not, I mean, he began to share a part of his heart that was incredibly special to him. And it's so... caught me by surprise as to how he was bringing it, because it wasn't the way that I think. And honestly, I don't remember that stretch of I-5 that I was driving as he just brought to me for that moment a small a part of himself. And I learned something extremely deep and precious to me that day that I carry every day.
And if we go back to Mark's original question, if we limit our God to just verbal, where it's slow, how many of us have had times when God gives us a download that is so deep and rich that would be way blowing the box past words? And that's an example of that.
That is so true, honey. I mean, you've had it happen.
The intimacy in the spirit.
Honey, you've had it happen, haven't you, where all of a sudden you had a huge download and all of a sudden, here's a whole content that you have been given in just moments.
Well, if we move from relationship between each of us individually and God to the place of interceding, say for our church, our family, our region, moving in the Spirit is more expansive, more impactful than limiting it to verbal words. By that, I mean, it is so far beyond mere words. And you can move things with your hands as you pray. You can break things with a fist as you pray. You can pray in your spirit without precise words. Those groanings that we hear in the Bible are intercession for that go past words. I'm trying to put like words to describing this, where we cannot limit ourselves for the sake of the things that God puts on our hearts to pray for.
And honey, you don't mean by breaking things with your fists like a lampshade or something. You mean by the gesture,
like an action
that
goes with what you're praying in the spirit.
That there is a shift or change.
Right, a movement.
Yes.
Not to physically do it, but to have some punch with it.
To me,
more dimensions.
To me, a lot of this boils down to faith.
Yes.
And that God is spirit, and we worship him in spirit and truth, right? John 4:24.
Right.
And God is calling up our spiritual nature,
which requires
us to operate outside, which is what Krista was saying. If God could speak to us where we could hear him audibly, but where would faith fit in that type of dynamic if that's all God did? And so instead, there's this whole element of having impressions and burdens and things that become a catalyst for faith that require me to go into that dimension of the unknown with God that helps me hear the still small voice as much as the loud shout.
If we limited our relationship to a FaceTime, or say we have a poster of God on our wall and it's that shallow.
Yeah.
Going into real intimacy, like a marriage intimacy, is so beyond that limitation. Well, and we want to do that with God.
I think we might have used this once before, but I have one for you, honey. If I had a book about you, a three-ring binder, and it tells me everything about you, it would be huge, number one, because you're amazing. But here's the deal. I would get, I get to reading about this lady, and I'd say, man, I want to meet her. And if I was only bound by the printed page, I would so fall short.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to meet her, interact with her, do things together, drive places together, hold hands on the freeway. I mean, all these things that go on, experience the highs and lows, and getting to know the essence of who she is the highest privilege for me. And that's exactly where God is with us. He has written the book. He's taken us into introductions of who he is and how he moves in the Word. But it's out of the Word the Holy Spirit begins to spotlight scriptures that apply to what he's doing in us, around us, and he begins to take us into now interaction, which is a deep abiding with him. When we talk of understanding, 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9, listen to this. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek him. Now, I'm sharing this portion of scripture because there's two words here that really stand out to me, that did understand and did seek the Lord. Seeking God causes men and women to understand, to come into a relationship and a knowledge of the goodness, the majesty, the beauty, the patience, the love of God, but that also that we belong to him. And you won't get that unless you come into prayer and spend time seeking his face. We're going to talk more about this next week, and also we're going to take some time to pray for people over the air. This is such a needful, important topic for every branch of life that we face. Father, as we've shared about prayer, what a key and bridge there is to men and women's hearts and soul. And Father, I ask that there would be an increase, because everyone who hears the sound of this broadcast would turn their hearts to you and cry out to you about the fact that you love them. You hear them when they pray. And there are some folks that desperately need your intervention. And Lord, we pray for them that your action would move speedily and quickly. In Jesus' name, Lord, bless this broadcast as we continue next week to even dive deeper into the important subject of prayer. In Jesus' name.
Thanks, Herb. I hope you enjoyed our discussion on prayer. Truly, the only way to grow in the things of God is to spend time with Him. Remember, James 4:8 says, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you." So a deeper relationship with God is no farther than your next prayer. Remember, Sought Out Global is active on social media. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter for updates on happenings with the ministry or our meetings as they happen. To find out, just go to either Facebook or Twitter and search for Sought Out Global. To write us, our address is P.O. Box 1733, Mukilteo, Washington, 98275. Sought Out Global Radio also accepts online donations. Just go to our website at soughtoutglobal.com. That's all the time we have for today. For Herb and Bethany Marks and Krista Pitcairn, I'm Mark Grote. Join us again next week right here on Sought Out Global Radio.
The preceding program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Radio, calling you into greatness. If you would like to sign up to become partners with Sought Out Global Radio, you can do that at soughtoutglobal.com.